What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_, and follow my brother, Kinghead57. That's Brian King. You already know it's King's Landing. Another episode, 1 week into free agency. A few things to talk about, but first, shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow them on Twitter and Instagram at the Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnet and visit the bcnet.com for more podcasts, more sports, more entertainment, more everything. 1 week, Dirty Kurt is in town with some new speed, some new weapons, a new tight end, and that's about it. How you feeling? How you feeling after 1 week? It feels like it's been like a week and a half, 2 weeks, but, you know, 1 week. How you feeling?
Feeling hopeful, brother. I'm feeling happy for adding that speed that we've been looking for. It's nice. Nice to finally have it in our possession and not to just be hoping this time. And I'm just hoping my boy Kirk Cousins can check in and check out with that Achilles and you can get this ball rolling for these dirty birds. How you feeling, brother?
I'm excited. I think the 10 wins that I've asked for the past couple of seasons are going to happen. Falcons going to have a home playoff game. Vegas has already moved us up to 11th best odds for a Super Bowl, which I think we've been parked in the high 20s. For the past few seasons. So the fact that we're even a top third team in the league with just these moves, I'll take it.
Pre-draft.
Just 1 week of free agency. So, I mean, you look at it, offense pretty much set. I don't think Darnell Mooney is a wide receiver too, but if you jump in there and say, okay, you got Kirk at quarterback, I got Bijan as my RB1. I got Algiers RB2. You know, you run an 11 personnel offense anyway, so you don't need you. Keith Smith's not coming back unless they just bring him back. But he's not coming back. So it's like fullback. You technically downgraded fullback, but you upgraded your blocking tight end with Charlie Warner. Now you free up Kyle Pitts to just be a receiving weapon. Drake London, receiving weapon. Mooney, receiving weapon. Rondale Moore, receiving weapon. Ray McCloud, gadget player, if that's what he ends up being. Kadarius Hodge, just a, you know, I'll take 20 catches from Hodge. So, and the O-line back, baby. This is the first time the Falcons have had the same five starting O-linemen in back-to-back seasons in over a decade. Ain't that crazy?
It's beautiful.
Ain't that crazy? So, I'm with it. I'm excited. Defense needs some love. But I think it's coming. I think that's just a matter of time. You know, the report came out today where if they didn't get Kirk, they were going to go all in on getting Danielle Hunter and Christian Wilkins, which already tells you, okay, they know they need D-line because they didn't get either of them. You know, that's a D-tackle and a D-end where you already got Grady, Onyemata, Harrison, Taquan Graham. Okay. So I think that's what's up next. But with this offense, I don't think the defense is bad. I think the defense can play a decent complement, kind of how the Rams defense played this past year. I think it'll be a little bit better, but stylistically be like that.
Yeah, going back to that lack of a fullback, I think we finally upgraded the offense to the point where we can do that. A lot of these teams, Now that I think about it, I mean, the first team that comes to my mind is, of course, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, but a lot of the high-flying offenses, they don't have fullbacks anymore. So I'm glad to see us take that next step and, you know, I'm not going to say eliminate the fullback because they are valuable, but I'm curious to see if they will pick up a tight end in the draft of some substance as well. Like you said, to also add some additional alleviation to Kyle Pitts' role in this offense, especially in the run game, give him a break and then bring him back. Instead of having him blocking, he proved he can block, but we don't need him blocking. He needs to be out there as a receiving threat. So I'd like to see him out there in 12 personnel and split him out instead of having him run the traditional, you know, inline tight end, you know, instead of from there and run a 12 with him and Drake, you know, big boy ball. That's why I've been caping for Brock Bowers, because that would be very fun. Powerball. But we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I think that's a point, too, where it's like, I think with the way the offense is built today, obviously we ain't got to the draft yet, but the way it's built now, you can run the stuff that they were running with the Rams. You can run similar stuff to what the Chiefs run, where Kyle Pitts is close to your Travis Kelce-esque type of, you know, player. Not saying he Travis Kelce, just type of plays. And then you can run Dolphins type plays because you got that kind of speed where it's like I can run, you know, the speed motions, the jet sweeps. I think we had one jet sweep, and it was with Bijan.
That's it. And Scotty.
So
we got jet sweeping receivers now.
Exactly.
Jet sweeps to Drake London. No more. Please. That was horrible.
I appreciate the effort.
Not saying he's slow.
That's all I got. But yeah, so I mean, I'm excited. And like you said, it's like you still got 4 picks in the top 80. Who knows how heavy defense they go, but you know, I think we shoot. Let me get right into it. Well, there's a rumor bubbling that the Falcons are in on Hassan Reddick. How you feel about it?
I ain't buying it. Who they gonna replace with him in Philly? And don't give me number 3.
Come on, man. That's what they drafted Nolan Smith for.
Mm-hmm. You saw what he did last year.
That's what they drafted him for. Hey, look, this is not an Eagles podcast. This is a Falcons podcast.
You brought up the Eagle.
They gave him permission. They gave him permission to seek a trade back in February. So the ball already been in motion. And we'll see. The Falcons have struck out on Montez Sweat at the trade deadline last year. They struck out on Danielle Hunter this year. The opportunity to go get a guy who can get you double digit sacks. He got at least 11 sacks the last 4 years, every year. He got you at least 16 quarterback hits every year the last 4 years. He's missed 2 games in the last 4. I mean,
so how much are you paying him?
We are going all in with Kirk Cousins. Pay him whatever he wants. At this point, I don't know. It's, for me, it ain't even about
the money. We taking a page out of the Aints playbook with the finances.
Yeah, bro. At this point, I don't care about the contract. It's what do they got to give up to get them, since you got to make a trade. Because obviously, they didn't want to give up a second for Montez Sweat, and Montez Sweat was younger. And so don't go giving up. Maybe give him 70, 79 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if it's got to be a third. I give you a third if I can get a fifth back or something, sixth back or something, where it's like, okay, I move back. I still got seven picks in the draft. I can finesse in the draft, trade down from eight and pick up that pick back. And now I got Hassan Reddick for quote unquote free. That's where I'm at. Like, don't mess up the draft. Cause yeah, I think that's Terry's whole plan is I don't really care about the cap. I can navigate the cap as long as I hit on my picks. And the more he can just keep going, best player available in the draft, he gonna hit on his picks because he's just taking the best player.
So and if he's hitting on picks, why don't we just keep the picks?
If I can get a double digit sack artist in the third round, I'm gonna go get him.
So you're gonna pair him with another sack artist and the first?
Yeah. I ain't got no edges. My edge is ass. I like Ebiketie. But I'm gonna be honest. Girl. You said what?
You're like an ugly girl.
I mean, look, I like Ebiketie, but I ain't got my best sack artist was a 6.5 sack man in Calais, 6.5 from Dupree. I need somebody who won't consistently get to the quarterback, but Dupree could barely beat tight ends last year.
Yeah, Calais is talking about bringing back by Dupree.
I mean, he might come back if you strike out, bring back Bud.
That's if you strike out, because now you're desperate.
Yeah, you're desperate at that point, but you can get him cheap.
But bring one of these rookies in. I'm not fooling Bud.
I don't think he's going to miss.
Show me what he can do.
Yeah, but you pick an eight. Like, that's the thing. So it's like, I know I'm going to get one. It's just Dallas Turner, Laiatu Latu, and Jairverse are not changing this pass rush by themselves. And I'm not betting on any of them three and Ebiketie to do it. And so bringing in Hassan Reddick at least gives me somebody I can be like, okay, I got a vet who's shown for the past half decade he can do it. I got a high upside first round pick to learn from the vet. And then I got Ebiketie in a pinch hitting role where it's like, all right, I mean, you showed flashes last year, but I ain't going to bet on you I'm not betting on you to take the next step. If you take the next step, now I got three of them. If you don't, I at least got Reddick and a high first round pick in front of you. That's how I see it kind of panning out.
You know, I'm of the get a receiver team.
Yeah.
Give me a receiver. I'll still trade the pick. Give me Hassan Reddick at 79, like you said. Give me Malik Nabers.
Yeah, but even and stop me.
And let Reddick pin his ears back.
Yeah, it opens the door for that. Versus, I don't get Reddick. Now I'm sitting here taking Malik Nabers, looking at my edges like, I'm going to go ahead and give you another second rounder. Good luck.
You go get a that's when you can pick up Bud Dupree.
see, now you're back.
Now you're desperate.
Six and a half sacks. You got
but Bud I'm putting Dupree up 40. I'm putting up 40 and be like, Bud, if you can't make sacks in this situation, boy, you need to be out the league.
But it's not that ain't it. So at least with let's say
we draft Latu and pair him with Reddick. Where does he play? Does he play the five? Or does he play a stand-up rush in the outside linebacker?
Jimmy recruited him to Washington. So he's going to be an edge. He's going to be a stand-up. But I don't think it's going to be 100% 3-4. Like, yeah, you got Reddick, but I think it's going to be like, all right, Latu, you can put your hand in the dirt on that side, and Hassan, you can stand up on your side. Like,
so it'd be like a 2-4-5?
Something, which I think you can make work, because it's like, yeah, when they go 3-4, Reddick, we know he's 6'1", 240. To 6'1", 2, we're gonna give him 6'1", 250. But it's like, yeah, he might.
Turners, ain't it?
That's now you see. It's like that's why I think if they get Reddick, I think you take Dallas Turner off the board completely. Because you got two 6'1", two sub 250 rushers on the edges.
Now there's a Dan Quinn defense.
Now we just toss. I'm just running tosses.
Right.
But
I think we should go on the bigger side. I think especially with Grady coming back from injury, we're gonna have to solidify that D line.
Yeah.
People talk about corner. We don't need that much help on the second corner. Like you can, like we said last year, you can hang freaking Bates over there. And I trust my youngin to hold it down enough. You know, on the back end, you know, I think he steps into a leadership role in his space. Yeah. Young Phillips himself. So I think he can lock down a CB2. I don't think we have a pressing need at CB2. It's that nickel that I'm concerned about.
Come on, baby. We got D Alford.
You know, I'm always concerned about D Alford. I have not settled in. He played good football, but it's like, bruh. Like, I want a monster at nickel.
He good. Like, yeah. But yeah. It's like, that's just where the roster is right now, where it's like, yeah, right. you want everything. We ain't a Super Bowl roster.
Right.
Like, that's the dream is like, once you start upgrading a D offer, you get a CB2 that's like, all right, now we got two shutdown corners. I think that's like next year after next. But they're gonna get high 20s. Yeah, when you pick it back there, like you could take CB2 at 25. That's when it's like, all right, I done tucked him across from AJ Terrell because AJ already got paid. I got my two say, like, I think that's where we're at. But, yeah, I'm cool with Alford in a nickel. I just don't know where Clark Phillips, because it's like, I don't want him on the outside, but he looked good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see. But, you know, people have been talking about Akello Witherspoon, which he got the size, mm-hmm. he got the speed. You know, he ain't bad, but he ain't good. He like D. Alford on the outside.
That's what I'm saying. It's a push.
Mm-hmm. I can live. And you go get, they talking about Josh Johnson, you know, two Rams. I'm not mad at him. Like,
you know, there's only one Josh Johnson in my mind, so I don't know who this is, a corner.
John Johnson, my bad. John Johnson. Because okay. I'd be wanting them both to be see. Yeah, John Johnson, safety. Just solid. Neither of them are good, but like you said, if the offense is putting up 30 points, those type of players are good because it's like, all right, well, you got to throw the ball. Now I'm playing, you know, a handful of coverages and Reddick going to get them, Latu going to get them, Onyemata going to get them, Grady going to get them. And like, you know, then it's like, all right, the rush comes alive a little bit versus how the offense has been built where it's like, all right, we in close games and I need the defense to make plays. It's like, ooh, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll draft a quarterback.
In the 70s.
How do you say no?
In the 70s. I'm not taking a quarterback in the first or the second. Only way, which is not happening at this point, if I'm taking a quarterback in the first, is if Jaden Daniels or Drake May falls. And neither of them fall. I ain't taking JJ. JJ, somebody's going to go get JJ because they're desperate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Giants will get JJ.
Yeah, he going top five. And I like JJ, but it's like, so it's like none of them quarterbacks getting out of the top five. None of those quarterbacks will be there at eight. And if they make it to eight, I'm selling the pick at this point. So I ain't going quarterback at eight. And then 43, you all in. Like, it doesn't make sense to go quarterback at 43 when you basically say, I am in a two-year window with Kirk Cousins to make something shake. So,
thanks.
Earliest they're going is third. But then again, if you send a third to go get Hassan Reddick, I'm probably not going quarterback until day three. So, now I'm looking at – you know, maybe Spencer Rattler falls. Maybe, Michael Pratt, quarterback from Tulane. Maybe he falls. But, like, then you just kind of rolling dices. Like, is it dices or dice? Dices.
I say die. Take out the C.
I'm going with them dices. Shake them up.
You sound like Gucci Mane.
But yeah, so it's like, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like more no than yes. And then go quarterback next year if I see one that I like. And then if not, then just I'm probably diving in the pool in 2026 again.
I know a quarterback who I like next year.
I don't know. It's a couple in the draft. Who you like?
Who I like? Ain't no Mike. Ain't no Mike. The young boy Helen from Jackson State.
Mm. Yeah.
And the Buffs.
Hey, let him learn from Kirk for a season.
Do we sell the farm to go get him? Just get a whole draft away.
Yes.
Rico Williams.
At that point, if Shadur becomes the quarterback after Kirk, it would be like, it would be like the reverse Matt Ryan. It would be going from Kirk, safe, nice, easy, to I'm prime, baby. I'm back. What? I would do whatever I needed to do to get you doing it.
Three firsts. Three firsts to move up to one.
He ain't going one.
My boy going one.
He's not going to go one. He's probably going to be a second or third best quarterback next year, which I don't care. I'm taking him. But, yeah, I mean, so, okay, sell me on Dallas Turner. You watched him yet?
It's Roll Tide. I watched him. I watched him a few times. I watched him first.
who in the draft is from Bama? Watch him.
Yeah, I'm watching him every time. I'm gonna watch him when he played in the football game. I watched the game, but no, he got a good motor on him. I like his first step. I like his violent hands. He's too small, bro. I feel like he's too small. They're gonna try to run it against us because they got to take the ball out of Kirk's hands. And this offense that I feel like we're gonna pour up points on folks. That's why I like people keep talking about going D-line. I know we talking about going D-line. Give me this lights out receiver and let's just fire it up. We've been waiting to fire somebody face off for the longest, bro. Like, give me Malik Nabers. Then we can do whatever on defense. And you can get cheap talent that will go get after the quarterback. But I digress. Dallas Turner, he plays good against the run. He's solid across the board. He is 250, and he's strong, though. That's the other thing that offsets it. But he's going to need somebody on the opposite side that's big, like Latu, that's going to command that attention, that will bull rush, and just like he had with Will Anderson, that will flush.
Yep.
And then create containment. We don't have nobody, I feel like, outside of Zach Harrison that could potentially be that. And Zach Harrison isn't doing that enough, in my opinion, to warrant somebody catching, I guess, for lack of a better word, or going to attack on the bend. And so that's why I feel like a lot too would help solidify the pass rush, because we got big dogs up front now, and you can shift them, and we got a surplus of middle linebackers that can also come down and play on the edge, in my opinion, and not, you know, lose. Like, let's say we shift into a 4-3 under look, slide everybody under, and now you got one of the Mikes playing Sam. We can still run like that. And if yep. just to, you know, get Troy Anderson on the field. And so having that and put Dallas Turner out there on the edge at a wide nine versus a Latu, where our linebackers can run sideline to sideline. So we don't have that issue. But in that sense, we can still shift it like that and still run a 30 look if we get Dallas Turner. So he'll be in the wide nine, but then he can stand up. and drop. So there's a lot that they can do. I like him. I feel like he's warranted top three in his position in this draft. It just depends on what this D coordinator wants to do.
Yep.
So it's not Nielsen like we love to watch. So it depends on his plan and what Raheem Morris wants to draw up as well, because he has a defensive mind as well. He's not just offensive. So he can go both sides of the ball and tailor it according to how he wants this overall team to operate. So I think that's where we earn leverage as a team, having Raheem Morris at the top. But it'll be good to see. I think, honestly, for us, I would put versus a dog, but on this team, versus three for me out of those three. Dallas Turner, Roll Tide number two. I put Latu number one out of those three.
That's it. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Give a piss.
Even though versus a dog, I think wherever Verse goes, he will be a monster and a beast. I just feel like the other options are slightly better. Yeah. And I don't see Verse dropping. Like, that's the other thing. I feel like you could teach Dallas Turner how to drop. I didn't see him do it much, but at that size, he's built like a linebacker. And that explosiveness. And you know you're going to get that motor out of him. Verse going to put his head down and drive a tackle into the quarterback. That's where he separates himself from Latu and young Dallas Turner. Where, you know, that will create sacks. And like I said, and create that catch, that net on the opposite side that will force the, you know, the rush in to catch it, i.e. Hassan Reddick.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and that's the thing, too, is, like you said, it's like, because, shoot, Taquan is 6'6", 295. Zach Harrison's, what, 6'4", 272. They just brought Kentavious Street back. He's 6'2", 280.
Streets. Big dogs.
And so it's like, if that's your 5-tech, 4-tech type down, where it's like, they not necessarily D-tackles, because it's like, all right, I got Grady in there. I got Onyemata in there. You know, they put Street in there a couple times. I'm pretty sure they're going to draft one or add another D-tackle where it's like, all right, I got my interior rotation. What does – it's just like the edge group is just so rough that it's like I can't – I'm not saying no to Dallas Turner. And, like, that's why I'm like, all right, you know, Hassan Reddick makes a good amount of sense. But if it happens, you know, that's a big if. Because, like, if it doesn't happen, I wouldn't be mad at Dallas Turner because I'm betting on – hoping that he's Will Anderson, too.
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
You know, I ain't gonna not take a defensive player of the year type of player. I mean, we ain't had one of those since
long time. We're not gonna speak of him. Oh boy, we're gonna give that one to Freeney.
I'm about to say Victor wasn't. No, I'm saying no defensive. Defensive rookie of the year. Yeah,
that's what I was about to say. Because
I said player of the year. I meant defensive rookie of the year. Yeah, we haven't had one of those ever, maybe.
Ever,
unless Prime got it. But yeah, so it's like
Prime ain't get that, did he?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
I don't think Prime was playing. I mean, Prime was Prime. We ain't gonna speak on that.
So. But yeah, that's where I'm at. People bringing up corner, you know, I'm a resident secondary fanatic, but I don't need CB2 right now. And like, that's basically what this draft is. You can get CB2 in a second and be good. I don't see a big difference between Quinya Mitchell, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Terrion Arnold, shout out.
My boy number three for Iowa.
Cooper DeJean. Is it DeJean?
We're going to go with DeJean.
DeJean. So
DeJean is too close to DeSean.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I feel like it's a DeJean. But yeah, none of them feel like if I get him, he's locking up Davante Adams, Mike Evans, who else? Chris Olave. Right. Like, I got an AJ already for that. So,
right.
So, yeah. So, I think go ahead, lock in. Is, yeah. Edge rusher, wide receiver. That's it, eight.
Mm-hmm. And then, even then, let's say you do pick up Hassan Reddick and pair him with another edge rusher. Bruh, we are playing the NFC East this year. He's going to get off on him. He's going to want to get some get back. So, you know, I look at that aspect of it as well. Even if it's like a one-year deal.
That's probably, tag you, boy. That's probably why the holdup. Eagles probably like, no, I don't really want to see him. Right. I want to see him this year.
Yeah. So, but, you know.
And I think Terry's got some goodwill with him because, remember, they were going to trade. The Eagles wanted Calvin Ridley for a first-round pick, and the Falcons were about to do it until they found out about the suspension coming. Mm-hmm. And they pulled out on it, and so it's like, hey, bro.
Had that finesse ready for you. Loaded. That Atlanta finesse was on tap. Yeah.
I could have got that first round pickup off you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping too. That's the only reason why I'm mildly buying it is because we do need an edge. He's been looking for a trade partner. It makes sense. Falcons were going to pay Hunter 25. They're going to pay him. Yeah, 25 a year. They offered him 25 a year. I'll give Reddick 20, 22.
You give him 22, I need 22 sacks.
The door rate.
I need 15.
Yeah, you give 15.
I need 15. I'll be a little more tempered. I need 15 though.
He gave you 16 last year. He took a little step back. He gave you 11, but it's like if he gave me double digit and some forced fumbles. You give me double digit sacks, 20 plus hits, and some forced fumbles. Yeah. That we recovering. I don't need them empty forced fumbles.
Right.
It's like them true turnovers, then it's like, cool, I'll throw you 20 to 22. Chase Young just got 13.
from the broke boys. He got 13 from them broke boys. They gave we're not gonna speak on them today.
Chase Young don't have more than 7.5 sacks.
Chase Young is cooked, in my opinion, brother. I know we were talking about him being potentially good, but at the same time, you couldn't get it done with the 49ers.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Bruh, like that, you and Bosa on that defense? Nah, bro. I ain't sold on him. Let the Saints have that New Orleans, Ohio State connection that they love so much.
Bruh.
Still don't like him. I ain't like Ohio State since Miami.
2001.
Smoke. And even before that, when they played Columbus in South Carolina.
Smoke.
Been not liking Ohio State.
Bro, he played. Chase Young had 9 games as a 49er. How many sacks he had?
Probably like 4.
2.5.
Cheeks.
2.5
against the 49ers.
Yep, with the 49ers. So,
I don't think I don't think he's coming back from that injury.
It's they say he's lazy. He quits on plays.
Did they say that when he was getting drafted?
I don't recall. Honestly, because it was no chance he was going to be a Falcon. So I don't really spend time on players that I know ain't going. We weren't getting up there to get him. So cool, Chase Young, whatever people say, go with it. But yeah, man, we'll see. That's fine, man. I think the next week will be an interesting week to see if they make any restructures, because they don't even have enough money to sign the rookie class. And, you know, somebody made a good point. They said, you don't spend $180 million to go get Kirk, and you don't add no defense.
Especially Jiggly Kirk.
Man, so it's like, moves are coming. You know something coming. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a couple signings. Shh. Go trade for Reddick and go get Clowney or something. That's what that. And go get Xavier Howard. That's when I'm like, okay. Like, they pushing the chips in. Even if those are just one-year deals where it's like, all right, we traded for Reddick, you gave him a new deal. I give Clowney a 1 year, 13 mil. What did he sign with the Ravens for? But it's like,
it was worth it.
Exactly. They got their money's worth. Mm-hmm. Clowney did a 1 year, $2.5 million deal with the Ravens.
Great value. No Walmart.
So that's what I'm waiting. I mean, shout out CP. Cordero Patterson was so far the best free agent signing until Jesse, and they ain't signed him until May. So I ain't out, but I think week one was go get Kirk and go get Kirk help. And now it's, all right, who is left and how do we make money to get who we want out of who's left and not mess up our cap? And they ain't made no restructures yet. AJ need a new deal. You can, you know, Grady.
AJ needs a new deal.
Grady ain't got no money. He ain't got no guaranteed money on that contract. I'll be getting spicy on the timeline about that one, but it's like, yeah, it's what I'm looking at. Grady has no guaranteed money on that contract right now.
Listen, you know how I feel about them big fellas with them legs, brother.
Hey.
Grady's best attribute was that he was quick.
He better still be quick. That's all I'm going to say.
ACL has been took.
That's all I'm going to say.
So you mean to tell me you're going to get Grady back? Grady about 30, right?
Mm-hmm. Report came out that they was going after Christian Wilkins. They said if we didn't get Kirk, we were going to get the best D tackle on the market and the best DN on the market. And I'm sitting here looking at the D tackle that we got with no guaranteed money. I wouldn't be surprised if he got traded.
He needs to before the draft.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was let's see if he's healthy. Either we're gonna do a new deal, and it's gonna be a below market deal, or we gonna trade you,
brother. We got all we got. I just tweeted it to you today. I responded to one of your tweets.
We got all
we could get out of Grady. We got Grady when we got Victor in the fifth, right?
Yep.
How much more you want out of Grady? Y'all gonna have to just change the billboard on Northside Drive, because he was a powerful force. But it's time to move on from Big Dog. And I rock with him.
Hey.
But he not gonna be the same Grady that we used to.
Hey.
Triple team Grady. Not no more. Not in no 3-4. Because where you gonna put him? In a 5? A 7? Because he not going to the nose.
He ain't holding. I'm not going to have Grady here just to hold the point. And Grady not going to want to be here coming off that injury, holding the point.
Right. And then wasn't he pissed off because he was at nose?
Mm-hmm.
Or, so, Lateral.
Hey. Both not.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Both think I'm crazy for just. I'm just. That's just what the contract say. His contract ain't got no more guaranteed money.
Listen.
And moving Grady saves $12 million. That's them. Just the facts.
Grady played in the Super Bowl with us.
Mm-hmm.
Jake played in the Super Bowl with us.
Hey, don't get me going on Jake. That's for another.
Who else? Who else?
Matt Ryan. That's it. Them the only ones. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yep.
This is three new teams.
Yep.
It's that time. The writing on the wall. He knew the writing was on the wall. He was trying to get up out of here last year. Oh, when was that when he was in the locker room pissed off? Talking about he tired of losing. Send him somewhere that he can probably win. I know you want to keep him in Atlanta, but this ain't the time.
I'd send him
to Kansas City.
I was going to say, I'd send Grady to the Chiefs. I would gladly. And, like, that's the thing. If I sent Grady somewhere, it's to a winner. Yeah, it's a Grady, here be your chance to get back and get you one.
Go get one.
I ain't even going to send you nowhere like the Raiders or – I ain't sending you nowhere like – I ain't going to send you to the Broncos. I'm going to send you to the Chiefs. I'm sending you to
– I'll send him to the Ravens.
I'll send him to the Ravens. Who else? Who come out the South? I send them to the Texans. Yeah, it'd be like that. Where I'm like, you going to the AFC now? First off,
I send them Miami.
Miami, yeah, like it's stuff like that. Where it's like you lost Christian Wilkins here. It go great.
Yeah, and it ain't ain't no hard hard feelings with Big Dog, but be realistic personal. With this.
Yeah, ain't nothing personal. We run a scheme that you don't like.
Yeah. And you can't tell me he don't deserve one. Like, bro, exactly. Big Dog been balling. And he been in the trenches.
Yep.
And mind you, send him to Kansas City. Guess who we play at home? Good old homecoming. We can honor Grady with the roof open.
Reverse Tony G.
Yeah.
We love you, Grady, but and it's like you let Grady play next to Chris Jones.
That's what I'm saying. Let him do some work.
Grady, like, bro, I ain't had this my whole career. Exactly. You just go have fun, Grady.
Yeah, bro. You deserve it. It's like an old dog.
Yeah. But
that's right.
We'll see. I mean, we on the same page. Like, people don't want to talk about it, but it's like, bro, Grady's given me in the past 3 years. I know he got hurt midseason. So we're going to call it in the past 2.5 seasons. I have 8.5 sacks from Grady.
Mm-hmm. Last time we seen Grady be Grady, Grady was with Pope.
Last time Grady was Grady, COVID had just happened.
Oof. Yes.
So.
And that didn't even feel like it counted.
Yeah. And so if that don't count, Grady was a second team All Pro in 2019. That was Pete Grady. So, but we'll see, man. You know, folks say we hustling backwards, moving Grady, but yeah, bigger picture, bro.
No, we not. We're gonna have to address that left tackle situation soon, because
hey, that's a summer.
I know he's a stalwart.
That's a summer topic. Don't get me going. Wrap it
listen,
up. Nope.
Listen. I don't know how much more he got left in the tank, Big Dog. Like you said in the beginning, we have consistency on the O-line. Keep building.
That's it. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm all my Jake ammos for the summer. If the clip on Jake this summer.
Oh my goodness. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another excellent episode of King's Landing. Thank you for joining us. Jared King, my brother. Go follow him, y'all, at @_TheKing_ on X. And follow your boy, Brian King, @KingHead57 on all the platforms you can jump on. Holla.